Yo, what's up? It's Overslept, Chris Laker. And today, I really did oversleep. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it's 8:06. So, and I have to get out of here by 9 o'clock when they do the alternate side street part, you know, the car. Jacqueline borrowed her mom's car, and we're driving to Cincinnati today. And so there's that. So I think this episode is going to be short. Sorry. You know, but it's probably good to have a short one every now and then, you know? So I'll probably just do 10. This will just probably be like a 10-minute jam. I'm like not even like I have like one of these jolt awake things. But I was having the weirdest fucking dream. I can't even get into it. It was just too fucking weird. It was ending with me going to jail. That's what's up with that. So I wanted to read this. I got a Twitter message from Ethan. It was pretty long message, and a lot of it was just about conversation we had. So I guess there's really no reason to tell you guys about it. All right, but thanks, Ethan. There was some suggestions about stuff to do on the show that were good, and and yeah, I'm a little out of it, so I can't. But thanks, Ethan. I was thinking about this show, and I was like trying to think of a way for. Because it's like, I want people to tell people about the show, but it's kind of a weird show. So I'm like, so I'm thinking, how do people describe this show? And I kind of thought about it. And I guess if you want to try to explain this show to a friend or a coworker or maybe somebody in your family. Be like, you know, when you listen to a podcast, and there's like that part of the beginning that you just kind of 15-second forward through, you know, when the host is kind of babbling about themselves, and you want to get to the real podcast. That's the whole show. The show's just that. Doesn't that sound good? Don't you want to hear that? See if that sells it. Yeah. So driving to it's not a short drive, so not that bad. 10 hours. Probably be a little more than that. Going driving in a Prius, so it's good for the environment, I think. Then saw something that said the batteries are bad for the battery in the Prius is bad for the earth. And but that was posted by some anti-Prius person. There's like a person in my Facebook feed that like hates that people drive Priuses. And I don't really understand why. it's like one of these. He's like a guy that thinks that caring about the environment is like for real wimps. But he doesn't care about the environment, so he's a tough guy. Why is he in my Facebook feed? He's not. I think I've unfollowed him since. I didn't unfriend him. He's a comedian. He's just not. I don't really know. But he's not like a friend. You know, I don't know him. I don't know why he's. Maybe it's all in good fun. I should care more about the environment. I don't think I care. I don't care enough. Because I don't have children. And I don't feel like we'd fuck it up before I die. I care. It's not like I don't care. I worry about it, but I don't know what to do. So I do what I can. I don't have a car. I think that's the biggest thing you can do for the environment right there is not have a car. I think I'm just like way, way, way ahead of... Well, most... I mean, a lot of people in New York don't have a car, but in the country, everybody's got... Not everybody, but a lot of people... So, I feel like I'm better than all of them, environmentally wise. So, I don't know what else, but I don't know what else to do than take public transportation and drive Jacqueline's mom's Prius. But, I guess I could get involved in something. I don't get involved. Hey, well, yesterday I went down and to one of those Women's Day, International Women's Day, Day Without Women protests. That's the there's a Trump building down the street. It was all around that, so I got on that cause, but I didn't stay there very long, but I don't like donate my time to things. I went to a soup kitchen once and fed homeless people. Guy got mad at me because I didn't have the dressing he wanted for a salad. But, you know, it's a stressful life. I don't blame him. I think I probably talked about that before. Maybe even on the show. As I was saying it, it felt familiar to this show. But if I didn't, good. There's going to be some repeats. I try not to. But, I mean, I'm really preoccupied about this getting out of here. Because I got, like... Right now, I got like 45 minutes. 45 minutes, get out of here. And that's not gonna be enough time. Maybe I should just go now. Okay, I'll get... We're at like 6 minutes, so I'll give it another 4 minutes. That's fair? Is that okay? Maybe, no one's gonna be mad at me. I'm still putting out an episode. It's still an episode. Even a 10-minute episode. You figure every day I'm putting out... Most episodes are 22 minutes long. And that's like as long as The Daily Show without commercials. Or any half-hour comedy show without commercials. And going 7 days a week. Every once in a while you get 10 minutes. It's probably a good break for you. There's going to be some people that are going to say, hey, cool. Only 10 minutes. That's good. Man, the stream I had, I don't just say it. It's like I kidnapped people. These are not people. They weren't real life people, but I kidnapped these people. It's like in an office, and then I wasn't being mean to them, and I don't know why I did it, But then, in the end, I let them go because there was nothing else for me to do. And I went to jail. I was gonna go to jail. And in the dream, these people were my friends. And there was some reasoning behind it. I don't know. I don't know what this is. In the car ride, Jacqueline's very into dreams, so she'll be down with trying to analyze that. Probably. That's my so I don't, what are we at here? I think I gotta go, man. Go to the Overslept page on my website. Go to chrislager.com, go to Overslept, do all that. You can check that out. If you have not already, subscribe on iTunes, you can, or whatever. I don't know, whatever. It's fine. Ethan was saying he doesn't like iTunes or whatever, and he was going to download it. I appreciate that. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks, all of you. I'm going to go. Did I hit 10 minutes? I don't know. It's like close, though. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. All right, man. You guys are cool. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Yeah.